Brisbane's better when you're listening to Stav, Abby and Matt. Visit Brisbane City Council's website to find out how council is making Brisbane better too. Stav,
Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello, podcasters.
Hello. We had the co-captain of the Lions. It was just announced yesterday on the show today. Excited.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it feels like a long time since going to see footy.
Yeah.
Footy's back.
I whacked a fitty on the Dolphins.
Did you?
Yeah. They're at good odds because they don't stand a chance. So I always like those.
So how many bets are you going to do that throughout the season?
Well, just this one. Well, depending on how the odds are. I don't see the point in like betting $5 and then getting like $10 back. I want a big return. So it's always very risky. It's not going to happen.
I reckon it would be better if you put like $1,000 on them not being the wooden spoon.
Ooh.
That's true. They're playing the Roosters. Roosters are a very strong team.
Do you think the other team say sorry after, or are they just...
Nah. What, they get up and apologise for beating them?
Yeah. I would just love the Dolphins to win a game these seasons.
That was my thought. First one.
Yeah.
Get started on the good...
Because it's hard. Like,
They'll win some games.
Yeah.
They'll have a couple of wins.
Not useless. Well...
No. Yeah. I don't think they are, but I just think it's hard when you've got a new team. Like, you just can't underestimate when you know, it's your founding year. You're experimenting with different players. You've got a lot of players, like you said, that aren't coming, you know, for another year.
But movies have been made about it. It does happen, you know.
Has anyone seen the documentary?
No, the Dolphins one on Stan. I don't know if it's out yet.
Yeah, they've got the big billboards up at the moment.
No, I haven't watched it yet. But it would be fun to watch and see how you build a football club. Well, I mean, it was already a club, but how do you build an NRL team, I should say? It'll be interesting. Excuse me, sorry. I mean, you could apologise and go, sorry, you're so bad.
I mean, yeah, you're not really going to apologise for doing the successful job that you set out to do.
So is that round one?
Yeah.
It was the start. So we're going into what, round two?
No,
this is round one. This is their first game. I've bet on the first game on Sunday.
Of NRL is tonight.
Oh.
It's the first game of NRL tonight, yeah.
Are you going to be watching it?
Yeah, I'll probably have a flick.
Who's it, the Knights? No.
Sure. Broncos play tomorrow. They're playing Penrith.
We always play Penrith first.
Don't know, do we?
It's got to change it around. You can't every year.
Yeah, I think the draw's different every year. Might see that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can't. 10-2.
I don't know.
You can't do that every year.
Though. Why not? The teams are all the same.
Well, because they change the draft every year.
The draft?
Like the...
The order.
Order.
Yeah, the way they do it. But yeah, we're playing that. So we're playing Penrith down in... Penrith
Park.
Yep.
On Friday.
Their, what do you call it? Entertainment area. The Penrith Panthers.
It's huge. That and Parramatta.
Incomprehensibly big.
Yeah, you're like, do you mind if I get that motorised thing to go from one
100%.
Side of it?
100%.
What do they call it? RSLs?
No, it's the Penrith Panthers World of Entertainment. Yeah.
I used to MC there a few different events.
Yeah, right. I had a gig there, and no word of a lie, it took me 10 minutes to walk from the front door to where my gig was.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to take it on.
I mean, we were really right out the back.
And you had been drinking.
Is this a closet? Or yeah.
All right, let's get into it. Here is the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
House sitting.
Pros and cons of house sitting.
We have a really, really old dog who's still with us. I don't know how she is. We thought a couple of years ago that was it.
Yeah.
And she keeps getting a new lease in life, which is wonderful. But I don't want to book her in for her dog resort that she goes to. Now she's with the age-old pensions. She goes into that area, which is for the old folks. But I don't want to book her in for December.
Right.
Because you don't think she'll make it to there?
I don't think she'll make it. And if she does make it, it's not fair for her to go there.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
Like she should not be, you know, you don't want someone to die in a different house. They deserve to be in their own home.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. But then we're going away for Christmas and I was like, well, she would like to be comfortable, so we'll have to get a house sitter. We've never got a house sitter before because we haven't cared about the house as much as we have the dog.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because why do you need a house sitter when you're away? Is it to take care of?
So they don't get robbed.
Yeah, that was the old school
thinking, wasn't it? Yeah. But now everyone has got security systems and, you know, you check with everything.
Breaking in is not even a thing anymore.
But no, that's not what I'm saying.
How do you pick the person who you'd be fine to say, oh, by the way, the dog might die while we're gone?
No, she won't die when they're gone, but I just don't want her to go to a dog retreat. I don't want her to go.
Okay,
there.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want other dogs jumping on her. I think that would put her over the edge, if that makes any sense. So it's nothing to do with that. Right. But it is interesting of how you pick the person.
Yeah, like who do you trust?
Because we're talking about it, and I suggest, and I still think you'd be a good pick, which is Nick, who we work with.
Yeah.
And I think he would be someone who would be good. Yeah. And his brother's just moved around the corner from us in Carina.
So Nick's in management here. He's one of the top dogs.
He'd have the boys over, wouldn't he?
Yes.
I think he'd also...
the pool and whatnot. Of course he would. Is that all right, though? Because if it isn't, then he wouldn't.
Would he have girls over?
Yes.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
And he'd tell them all it was his house.
Yeah. And they'd be like, why have you got children's backpacks lining the hallways?
Fingers crossed.
Looking after my nephews and nieces. Yeah. That's like cute. But it's funny how you then start to talk about who you would want.
Mm.
Like Scotty was like, well, we've got to have someone that would clean the pool. And I was like, well, there's heaps of people that would clean the pool. And I thought Ash would be good. Ash is our producer. And then I was like, well, she has Dan. Not that you can't clean a pool.
No, I can't. I don't know the ratios of the chemicals, but Dan is a really good pool boy. He loves cleaning the pool.
But you,
I wish.
But you don't have flatmates. So I was like, is it even enjoyable to... Like, I would never want a house sit now because you'd have to pick up your stuff, take it in a suitcase. Yeah. Like, it's only enjoyable when you're living at home with your parents or you've got a flatmate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get to go and enjoy having a house to yourself.
Yeah, you'd have to go to the burbs and you've got this awesome place in the valley.
Yeah...
Yeah, but then, like, we could go into all the different bedrooms. We've only got a one-bedroom place. Mm. So, like, it'd be nice to have more.
You want to go into every bedroom for what? To
just for naps and stuff.
Oh, you're out.
Okay,
we
were talking about this yesterday, and I said to Abby, this is what I said, if I house sat your house, yes, I would.
Right.
I would.
And I said, why would you want to in our bed?
Just to see what Scotty sees.
Is that, like, a thing? Would you say, like...
Yeah, I think I would.
I would not think that if I was over at your house.
Kitchen counter, dining table.
Oh, that's a given.
I'm happy with that. You can disinfect it.
Ah, but yeah, right.
Mm. Just careful of the cameras.
I'd go looking for them.
But it is weird. Like, who would you nominate to look after your house then?
See, I wouldn't let my 20-year-old son stay in our house.
No, but you would let us because I've got Scott.
Correct.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he would mow to your standard. He's a clean freak like you. He's got the same standard of living.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't let just me.
No.
Yeah, I have to go with Scott, which I get that. Yeah.
You'd come back, she'd have done renos.
Yeah. And that would be the thing, if you let him, Scotty say he's a carpenter, he would probably fix things.
I would say no, but he goes to my parents' house and he does nonstop stuff
tinkering
the house for them, but it's just such a weird aspect because I've never needed a housekeeper.
Right.
Okay, so out of all of us in the team, me, Stav, we got Ash, we got Hayley, we got Steph. All right, our three producers outside.
See, I'm such a sexist person.
You have to pick one person in this team. There's only one of us.
Only
can
one.
Do it. Who is it?
Oh, that's really, really hard. Hayley is out because she'd be out too much. Sorry, hun. You would.
That's fair.
You'd pick up. And
I'd hardly
be
there.
Yeah.
You'd need a house sitter.
She'd meet a nice guy, and then she just wouldn't come back to the dog.
I could bring him back.
Yeah. Are you allowed? Is that allowed?
And that means you're out.
You can't bring a rando from the valley back to Abby's house.
We just said Nick would.
All right, I'm out.
We just said Nick would.
Yeah, but that's why Nick. I would say Nick would be out for
is
that.
Is Nick out for that?
maybe it's too much of a boys thing. I don't know. See, you wouldn't want him, Maddie. I'd pick you and Esther, but you guys wouldn't want him. So I'd probably go, sorry, I don't know if you'd like the upkeep stuff.
The upkeep?
Yeah, you don't like mowing your own lawn.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's like Downton Abbey?
Well.
Need like dusting and stuff every day.
You post a photo of your daughter on the trampoline and everyone just kept commenting on the lawn. Like, please cut it.
I'm a disgrace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I reckon I would probably have to go with probably Ash and Dan. But I couldn't just have Ash. Sorry, Ash, you have to bring your partner.
That's fine.
Steph's upset. So Steph, who does all of our digital, come on that microphone. She's genuinely upset.
I'm offended.
Hey, Steph, you could, but you've just got too many, like, your casual catch-up involves how many people coming over?
I feel like I am more popular than Ash, who is also offended at this comment now. I would say depending on the situation, like, I would be respectful of your house.
I would have a whole football club at my house.
What do you get up to?
You already
weekend?
Do. You've got three boys and a husband.
Okay. So now Ash is upset because you called her boring.
You think I'm a nerd and I've got no friends and I'll just sit in your house all day dusting.
I'm a filthy animal. So no one's come out clean in this.
Now we know how you really feel, Abby.
Yeah. It's amazing she manages to drag herself in here with these reprobates every day. I don't know how she does it.
Would you like to mow the lawn?
No, I'm not staying in your place. No.
You say that you hate mowing your lawn. Your wife does it.
Yeah. So she can. She'll do it. I'll be the pool boy. And I'll look after Yoshi.
So you can't win, can you?
No.
You can't win.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
You know, I love my Lions. They're going to be taking on round one against Port Adelaide down in Adelaide. But they've actually got a game tonight at Brighton Homes.
In the backyard of one of Brighton Homes?
Around?
Or that's
at the arena.
Stadium?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What he said was like...
Just mucking around.
They've got a spare block.
Brighton Homes Arena.
game off.
But yesterday there was a big announcement as Zorko has stepped down and now they've got co-captains. We've got Lachie Neal and the other one, Harris Andrew, joins us. Congratulations.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
You're the big cheese, though, out of the two, right, Harris?
Not quite. I think a Brownlow medal in his favour probably weighs the...
tips him over.
He goes, all right, it's good. I'm really excited to work with him.
Because I saw that yesterday when, you've got a lot of the announcements. Is he the one that normally talks first? Do you be like, I'll wait for him to go and then I'll talk after?
I think we'll share responsibilities a little bit. We'll probably take turns. We might have to flip a coin every time we... Walk in front of the public, so I'll get onto that. Make sure I get a coin ready to go.
Do what the Veronicas do and just answer everything at the same time.
Yeah, babes.
I don't know if we've got that twin sister connection. Not yet,
but you'll be there by the end of the season.
So there were a few of you that put up your hand, to be captain. I can understand that, co-captains, because you were both so suitable for it. What sort of questions did they ask on Monday when the coaches and a lot of other board members were asking you questions?
They sort of just talked about like each individual and how you viewed yourself as a leader, and it was sort of a little bit like a job interview, to be honest, and something that you sort of go through a little bit before you get drafted. You meet footy clubs and you sit down with, list managers and recruiters and GMs of footy and stuff. But then once you get drafted to a club, you sort of don't really find yourself in that space all too often. So it was really exciting, obviously a little bit nerve-wracking at the same time. I can imagine everyone that's gone through job interviews gets a little bit nervous, but it was a great experience. And some of the questions, I guess, were sort of just talking about yourself in regards to what you bring and offer as a leader and, how you can improve the football club from that sort of captaincy role.
That's very important, but more importantly, a very important question going into the new season. Have you got your song picked for when you score goals?
I have not got a song picked for when I score goals, only because I'm not tip to kick the goal.
Any at all? None? So if you're not even in an area, they don't even throw you one just in case you might jag one occasionally.
The media team, they refuse to ask me year in, year out. So
that's just rude.
Who knows? Maybe this year I might sneak forward and then we'll just get silence. We'll see.
I guess more important, I don't want to be rude about it, but do we know what Charlie Cameron has chosen?
I don't know, but I'm hoping that he hasn't changed it from last year. Everyone loves the rendition of Country Roads and... if he keeps kicking goals for us, we'll keep hearing that song. So by the end of the season, hopefully we all know it off by heart again.
Yeah. I think it was good when we moved on from Baby Shark.
Baby Shark.
Yeah.
I thought that was
good. Yeah.
Now, was the boat good yesterday?
The boat was enjoyable. I certainly haven't spent too much time on boats like that, rolling through the brown snake. So it was good.
All right. Now, as a co-captain of the Brisbane Lions, you're going to have to do press conferences, whether, it's after a big win, after a big loss, or whether it's with people on FM radio who ask you questions that are non-football related. So we're going to ask you about stuff that's happened in the news here, and you've got to somehow switch it around and try and make it into football, all right, to keep us off track from getting a headline from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? Press conference ready?
Okay.
Excuse me, Harris. How do you feel about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry getting evicted?
Oh, yeah, it's a tough one. I think that for us as players, the importance to stick together and we don't want to evict anyone from our group. So, I'll leave that at that.
Well done. That was really good. That was really good.
Okay. What about just on that, if I can ask Harris, you know, like he was evicted, they were evicted by his dad, you know. How would you feel if your parents, you know, kicked you out of the family?
Yeah, look, Fags is a real father figure for us at the footy club. And, you know, I certainly think we've got great relationships with him. So, you know, I don't think he would by any means evict anyone. He's a really caring and loving coach, and he's got the welfare of all players at heart.
Stav Davidson, Sports International. What's your take on the cheating scandals that have rocked Married at First Sight?
Yeah, look, to be honest with you, we go through a pretty rigid policy of fair play and make sure that we've got all the modules and protocols in place to ensure that there's a fair playing field. And we certainly don't want to breach any of those protocols. So, I won't comment on that.
Oh, see, that's always good. I won't comment on that. You know, I don't know enough about to comment.
I'll leave that to the professionals.
And Harris, this has been huge news. The whole world's been devastated by this, in fact. Justin Bieber's cancelled his tour of Australia completely. How are the boys feeling about that?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. I certainly will check in with our welfare manager to ensure that the boys are going okay. And who knows, we might even just put on a couple of YouTube clips at the club to make sure they get their fix.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well done.
That's very good.
Lockie couldn't have done that, Harris. Lockie couldn't have
very
done that.
Good. No. That would have thrown him.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take the lead. That was good.
Nah, thank you very much. To be honest, probably more nervous today doing that than I was yesterday.
You're never going to take our call again, eh?
I mean, as long as you end everything with football was the real winner today, then, you know, and full credit to the boys, I think you're fine.
Yeah, that's the one, isn't it?
Yeah. How are you feeling about tonight?
We're really excited, obviously, to play sort of our first official game at the new digs at Brighton Homes Arena. It's a great opportunity. I'm pretty sure it's a sellout there, so they should get 6,000 or 7,000 there, and really excited to get out there and play against a really quality opposition in Geelong.
Good on you, buddy. It's going to be a great year for the Brisbane Lions. So nice to speak to you this morning.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me, guys. Hope you have a great day.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Having more kids is definitely going to be a struggle.
I am here to tell you guys that I am pregnant.
So you told Brisbane before you told your partner.
Hence the anonymous. Yeah.
What have you done if you would like a new baby, or maybe your partner would like another baby and the other one doesn't? Is it a deal breaker? Have you had to finish a relationship? Because there is a new mum wants another baby, but her husband is going, no way. She's a mum of one, and she said that she's just heartbroken about it. They've been together for years, share one child, but every time she brings it up, he shoots it down and just gets angry about it, because he definitely does it. He has offered a puppy.
Oh, cool. All right. There you go. It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because normally, you can understand when it's one, your first baby, and you're having that argument, and sometimes that can break up a relationship. Yep. Because I don't want children, and you do, and blah, blah. But when you've already got a kid, to break up the relationship.
My desire to have a third was just as much as my desire to have one.
Right.
So, and I wouldn't say that there was any logic in it.
No, right.
Yeah.
What if Scotty had said no to you on the third?
Would you have broken up the family?
Well, I mean, I know Scott would never say no, and you're a girl who can get what she wants. But I'm saying if for him he was like, it's an absolute no, you have that urge inside you.
We've always discussed what his no is, because Scotty loves kids, so it's hard for me to get my head around it. And he just loves having lots of kids. His is money. So every time we've had a discussion around that, where I was like, babe, you know that I'm never going to work, because that always gets, I guess, he feels like he's got pressure. But I do know when I was in hospital and I just had my third, and I was like, oh my God. And I remember saying to them, we're going to be back every year.
Your eyes like that at that moment,
aren't
you?
Oh, this is so good. I love my children. I'm going to be back every year. And they're like,
3 weeks later, you're like, how do I put it back in?
And the midwife came in. She's like, settle down, lovely. She goes, I actually wanted a fourth. She goes, I was desperate to have a fourth. And then she said, her husband's quite boring, but very sensible. She said, he's an engineer. She said, he sat down and was like, our budget does not extend for four. And you won't have a holiday. And she's like, what? And he goes, we can go on overseas holiday for 4 weeks every year if we don't have another child.
I guess that money would equal that, really, wouldn't it?
So she's like, ah. So
right.
She didn't.
Right.
She didn't care about it. But I know that it broke up one of my friends. Yeah. She definitely wanted another child. He said no, and the relationship ended.
Wow.
I guess it seems
it would seem that that was the reason. I'm sure there must have been a lot of other things.
Of course, but you're
well.
Not on the same page. You know what I mean? I guess you can't really compromise. Because what about if Kat wanted another one? You wouldn't have been against her?
I would have. One's enough for me. So we'd have to chat it out and eventually she'd wear me down, yeah.
Yeah.
What if she had someone with someone else? Like, would you be like you just have your key with him that's and then we'll still keep our arrangement going.
I find it really hard that people break up after they, you know, they get married and then it's like one of them broke up because they wanted kids and the other one didn't. And you're like, did you not talk about this before? But I seriously think people go into it going, they'll change their mind.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of the time people do.
Yeah, there are times where people do. You guys were adamant you're never going to have kids, and then you totally changed your mind and went, no, we desperately want one.
Mm-hmm. Because Esther already had Ethan when we met. He was 12 when I sat Esther down and I said, I would like to have a baby with you. And her response was, I knew you were going to want to do this.
You hadn't spoken about it before?
Nah, we had.
But it was just like, yeah.
Yeah, but we'd been together. We were together 7-8 years before we got married. Yeah. So I think for her, she was like, oh, that's ages away. And then
we decided that we weren't going to, Scotty and I.
Really?
100%. We were dead. So we went away on a honeymoon and we decided that we didn't want kids and we just love this too much. And we were going to go on to, just have holidays. And we had nephews and nieces and we were very happy with that.
Well, then you got bored of each other.
And then we came back and my friend started working at a fertility center and they did like this egg timer test.
Yeah.
And she said, you're welcome to have it done because it sort of did this whole body check or whatever and got the results when I came back and the doctor wanted to see me. And I was like, what? And they're like, if you ever want kids, you need to have them now because you might not be able to later on. Mm-hmm. And I said that to Scott and Scott's got, well, so we actually can't have kids.
Wow. And that was what triggered the...
Yeah. So we said, well, maybe we should try that. It just changed our thing. Someone saying, no, you can't.
Yes. Yeah.
Sarah.
It's a nice trade-off.
Eagle B, what's your story?
Hey, guys. So I had 4 children with my then husband. Mm-hmm. We separated and then I ended up by forming a relationship with another gentleman. He had no children and he wanted children. So for me, I was like, nope. 34 children, 4 daughters, mind you. Did not want any more children. We ended up by separating. And then we realized that we loved each other and I compromised and we now have 2 children together. So we have 6 children.
You never regret the children you have, right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not for 1 second.
So how long were you together with the partner now before you separated? So were you together a couple of years or was he like 3 months in, I need kids?
We discussed it openly fairly quickly in our relationship. We weren't together for a huge amount of time, but knowing what he wanted and what I wanted, it was 2 completely different things. I think we were kind of at the point where we didn't want to go into anything and not come out and like not go around the other side. Like, it was
And it's hard, and a lot of people always presume that it's a female, but I've had so many of my guy friends that are like,
no, I need to have kids.
Need to have kids, yeah.
Zoe's on.
Can't shop around for a baby mama.
Why not?
Shop around for a baby dada.
It's just, it's hard. It is hard though, but you know, it just starts a relationship with so much pressure. And it's a sad, that you both want the goals, you're just like, oh my God, okay.
Yeah. How long do you wait to have that conversation then, do you think?
I think you can have it low-key, but I don't think, you know, you've seen it on Married at First Sight and The Bachelor, which is like, yes, but do you want to have kids? Would you want to have kids with me? And it's like, I've said potentially, but yeah, do you want to?
Yes, yeah. Hey, Zoe.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What's your story? Friend?
So my good friend, 6 years ago, she fell pregnant with identical twin boys. Mm-hmm. And she fell pregnant quite young and then they were like, yep, this is awesome. We'll have the 2. But then a couple of years later, she wanted another one. And the husband is just like, no, no, no. So they've gotten, in the time frame, they've gotten 2 cavoodles, 2 cats, a caravan, because he's like, the boys aren't in school. They're not in daycare anymore, sorry. So we can, you know, we can travel, we can have fun. We don't have to worry about daycare bills, blah, blah, blah. And now he's compromised and they're trying for another baby.
So he tried everything else. In the meantime.
He tried absolutely everything, like 2 cavoodles that are not cheap.
No, that's true.
2 cat, like kittens, everything for her to get her little maternal fix. But even a caravan and Renault's on the house, absolutely everything. And now they're trying for another baby.
Because my friend went to counselling over this, right? And it didn't end up for them. Mm-hmm. They've obviously moved on. But she just, the counsellor said, and she was like, I was dead set that the counsellor was going to be against me and was like, you know, if your partner doesn't want one, you can't have one. Mm-hmm. But the counsellor said, I need to be honest with you. I've been in this situation for many, many times. How will you live with the resentment that she will have to you for the rest of your life?
Mm. Yeah, true.
Yep.
She was like, it was really weird. The counsellor was on my side. She goes, no, I think it was just that's what can build up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And wives know how to hang on to things.
Ashley, what's your story?
So me and my partner were high school sweethearts. Mm-hmm. We had I wouldn't say an accidental pregnancy. I'll just say surprise pregnancy in 2014 when we had our daughter. Mm-hmm. So we were 21 at that age. So it's taken me from 2014 to 2021 to convince him to try for baby number two, uh-huh. which I won. And I had my son middle of 2021.
See, and I don't think you didn't mean to do that, but that's interesting wording there, isn't it, too? Because she said, I won. And there is a bit of that. Ooh. It is a fight, really.
Well, you got two different goals, haven't you?
Yeah.
Mm. One's got to compromise for one to be able to achieve.
Mm.
Yeah, there was actually some intense conversations held between the almost 8-year gap. Mm. Conversations in regards to why having a second is good.
Yeah, we got there. You can't treat it like, you know, when someone wants a pet and you don't. Like you say, I say to my son all the time, if you get a dog, well, then I'm not doing anything for it. I'm not walking it. I'm not cleaning it. What if the partner just said that? You can have the baby, but as long as you know I don't have to do anything.
I've had friends that have done that.
Mm.
I would have been fine with it.
Mm. Yeah, you'd be like, no, let's go.
I had a mate that did it, and he stuck to it, and we all thought it was ridiculous. Like, we really went down in our estimations. But he said, you can have a kid, but I won't have anything to do with it until it's 6 or 7. And he didn't. Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
No.
You can't. You can't do that. I was joking. good on you, Ashley.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I've got to inform you that I've spoken to Susan and you guys have broken all the rules, basically. And you guys have got to go. So you have to pack your gear up and get out.
Are we being evicted?
Evicted now.
We've got 10 minutes, guys.
Ooh, when have you been evicted?
Mm.
And what over? I'll admit that we've been, that was us then, but mm-hmm. I've actually been evicted when I was living with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
One of my flatmates forgot to pay the rent.
Forgot?
Repeated loads. Okay. We used to get eviction notices all the time and then you'd go and pay and then you'd sort of not get it and went around in circles until our lease would not get renewed. But this has happened quite a bit. Hey, it's even happened to Harry and Meghan Markle. They've just got evicted by their daddy. He's gone, you know what, I'm the king now. Sorry you had an arrangement with my mummy, but she's passed away and now pack your stuff, you got to go. So this is from Frogmore Cottage, which of course is in the UK and they're living in a 21 million over in the States, but they still wanted a holiday home.
Yeah.
You know, and they did renovate it
right.
with the taxpayers' money that they have then paid back.
Right.
But he's like, no, yeah, lovely book that you did, lovely interviews you did.
Get
but
out
off
of my house.
Pop,
yeah.
You got a little Fair bit enough. Of time to pack up your stuff and leave. But I think evictions are happening more and more. I know that's an extreme
case of
royalty.
Well, they get their money back, though.
The ones that they did of the renovation.
Well, if they've why would you renovate a rental?
Well,
I don't think they assumed that the daddy was going to keep
it. They were going to live in it.
It's their dad's house.
They renovated it to live in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and then they have to pay for it.
Well, he's gave them heaps of money, so I'm sure he'll give them the money
back.
The renovation and say, thank you, lovely, what you've done with the place. I'll renovate it again because it's taxpayers' money.
You reckon they'll get their bond?
Don't know.
Mm.
But we do want to know on 131060. Have you been evicted? What is your eviction stories? Because there's heaps happening at the moment. It's an interesting one in the valley because there's some beautiful new apartments that are there.
Mm.
And people are claiming that they've just been evicted or their lease hasn't been renewed.
Mm.
And even after they were told that it was, because now it's changed from like long-term rentals to short-term leasing.
Right.
So all these people can put it up on Airbnb. So they want to get more money for that.
There you go. Harry and Meghan have got somewhere to go.
I know. So they've kicked him out. But then isn't that the Brisbane City Council or whoever does for changing the rules?
Mm.
And do they have to change the rules because we need more for the Olympics?
Yes, I would say so.
I you know that stuff to me. I'm like,
yeah, no, I was like hypothetical, like not hypothetical. You were looking at me. I was looking like, at you, but yeah, yeah, I was, yeah.
I was like you in class, and the teacher's looking at you, like, oh my god, don't ask me the answer. I don't know. I was listening. What? I don't think I've ever been evicted.
No,
I've been very lucky to not get evicted.
We have as as a kid, I was. Like my family was.
For not paying rent?
Yeah, and we had to, if I remember correctly, we had to go back and break in to get our stuff out.
Because they lock it all up, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they don't, when they evict you, they don't give you
your furniture and stuff. I think they use that as, you know, you owe us money. We've got your stuff.
Oh, I wonder if
have you seen my stuff? Not worth it.
It wasn't. It was all from cash converters.
Well, 13, 10, 60. Have you been evicted? You can remain anonymous if you're worried that people might be listening right now that might affect your future rental.
Because how much notice do you get for evictions?
None, I don't think, do you? Oh, I think you get warnings and then you just get home and they've changed the locks and stuff.
No. Well, this one is still evicted, Megan and Harry, but they've got notice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, they might take
it's the same, I guess, as not renewing your lease, isn't it, very quickly? And then you get, 2 weeks' notice?
Not being asked to come back to the company.
Yeah.
Didn't fire you, just don't want you to come back.
It's with QCAT at the moment, so they still need to sit down. It'll drag out a bit longer. But have you been evicted? Mel, you got evicted?
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good, Mel.
I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but Utopia Space in Fortitude Valley in Wickham Street basically evicted the entire building. So there was like over 200 people that were left having to find new rental.
Is that the one that
they turned the building, they changed the name to and then turned it into an Airbnb.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about, where it's all now.
Like, see if we can fix up her phone line so we can chat a bit more about that.
I wonder how much notice they would have been given then.
Well, not much of it's only happened this week and she's already been evicted, I guess.
Well, I think you're still, if you've got our rental agreements in place,
you would need to. But then how could everyone have lined up at the same time?
Maybe they opened the building on the same day? I don't know. Okay. We'll find out if we can fix Mel's phone.
All right. Mark, have you been evicted?
No. In fact, I had to evict some people. Unfortunately, they were nearly 6 months behind on rent.
Oh.
And there's only so long you can not get rent when you've got a mortgage to pay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the process was quite drawn out, but at the end of the day, they were fantastic tenants. The day before the police came in to actually remove them from the property, they decided to back a flatbed truck up to my house, cut open the fence, and back the truck up to a double carport, zip the bolts off with an angle grinder. All the neighbors are watching it.
Wow.
And put the double carport on the back of the truck and take it with them when they left.
They stole the carport.
The carport.
The double carport, along with the hot water system and every doorknob in the house.
Every doorknob.
I'm sorry for laughing, Mark.
It's hilarious.
So how much did it end up costing you?
Insurance claim. So right. At the end of the day, the insurer came through and did it, and about while we were going through the insurance process, about 3 weeks later, someone then came into the house and decided we were repainting the inside of the house. They decided to hang the paint cans from the ceiling fans.
Oh,
my God. So there was a second insurance claim. Lots
of fun. People, if you've got enough money to hire a flatbed truck, also, use that money to pay the rent and stay in the house.
Who steals a carport?
Yeah.
And why doorknobs? Is that just a bit of thing?
That's a middle finger.
Okay, right. Yeah, I thought they really...
Straight up, Dick. Right. I'm glad you found some of it hilarious too, Mark. Mel's just back there quickly.
Hi.
Talking about that building where they evicted everyone in the valley.
Yeah, how many weeks' notice did you get?
So most of the tenants got 2 months, so 8 weeks. Some only got 4 weeks. And some of them have been living there for like 2, 3, 4 years, and all of a sudden they were told, oh no, the owners want to come back in. But then they started seeing their apartments on Airbnb. It was a mass exodus. It was really horribly done. And, you know, I think that majority of the people didn't even get all their bond back because they were so pedantic, and then you see them coming in with all this new furniture, you know, setting up these apartments, you know, on everybody else's money and picking them out in the street. It was pretty horrible, and RTA should have stepped in.
Well, I think that's the problem, though. They changed the laws. That's what I want to work out. Why did they change the laws where all of a sudden it could be holiday leasing?
Especially, like, even if it is the limit, that's not for 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, well, why, change it now? Why change it during a rental crisis?
That's true too.
Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous.
How's it going?
Well, what did you do? What did you do that got you evicted?
So I didn't know at the time, but I ended up sleeping with a real estate agent.
Turn your radio down, Anonymous.
So I ended up sleeping with the real estate agent, not knowing it was the landlord's daughter.
But they can't evict you for that, though, legally, can they?
Well, they can find a reason.
Yeah,
right. Find a reason, buddy.
Yeah, mate.
That's a guy who's gone to a lawyer and said, I need you to make this happen so he can get evicted.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Sometimes when the world moves on and gets more technologically advanced, the things that we've left in the past may have actually have been better or more convenient than the technology we end up with today. Because a nanny...
There's a TED Talk.
a nanny... in America, took to TikTok because she was looking after three kids, and one of them had an idea. And we were listening to this outside in the phone room, and it even made our producers feel old because they were looking at a way to get in contact with each other. And, well, I'll let the 18-year-old nanny tell her.
I nanny a 6, 9, and 12-year-old, and yesterday I had to take the 6-year-old to a birthday party and be back in time to get the 9-year-old to gymnastics, but traffic was crazy and I was running late, so the 12-year-old just got his own phone, so I called him, and I was like, go tell your sister, and of course he was annoyed. Anyway, I go back to the house, the 9-year-old is like, they need to come up with, like, a phone that's for the whole family that stays in the house, so if you need any person in the house, you can call that phone. Like, it's not one person's number. It's just the whole family.
Genius idea.
Do they exist?
Genius idea. And you got to admit, when you put it that way, it does make sense. Mm. When you have three kids everywhere, you're like, I just want to call them all at one spot. I don't want to call him in his bedroom, her there.
Actually, Scotty's a builder. You guys are building a house. Do they still put a phone socket in the kitchen anymore? Remember you'd always have on the bench, right near the bench, the little plug-in phone socket?
We've got one. Yeah.
No, but he's saying for new houses.
In a brand new build?
I don't think they do.
Because remember, we'd always
there. It's surprising how you've got access to stuff that is behind the walls if you need. Does that make sense? Like the capabilities are there, but whether people use it because no one really has home phone. It's more of an electrician.
It would always be on the wall. It would always be there.
The 18-year-old TikToker isn't done yet because...
No, of course, surely she's done.
No, she's not done yet.
Because she hasn't? Did she not know about home phone?
She's 18.
Oh, my God. This is going to make me vomit.
She looks at this 9-year-old kid and goes, you know what, little Timmy? That's genius. But let's take it one step further.
I was like, that is an amazing idea, but, okay, hear me out. Let's attach it to a cord, maybe, like, stick it on the wall. It can't leave the house. So we're not techie people. We don't know how to, like, invent things. But if you're, like, a developer of stuff, reach out because we think it's an awesome idea and maybe a moneymaker.
She's taking the mickey now, though.
100% not.
You would know about it.
100%
not. 20-year-olds would still know that there were home phones around.
Would they?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't.
Well, I might invest in that. And then you know what we could do, TikTok girl, is we could then have a version of the phone that's cordless. So it's like a mobile phone, but it still only works just in
the
house.
But then just if someone's not there, you could do a voicemail. Do you know what I want, though? Rather than a phone, because everyone just ignores it. Because if the home phone rang when we were young...
It was a bill collector.
No one would let it ring out. Yeah. Like, you would have to get it. And your parents would definitely get it. It was like, get the phone!
Unless it was 5:30 at dinner time when you knew it was
just
a telemarketer.
Oh, it's ringing again. It must be your mum.
Yes.
They'll call back if it's important.
Yeah, but I would like just a pager. So you could page into the house and there's a speaker in every room.
You mean like a text message?
Or a beeper?
No, a pager. So you press and you just call on your phone and every speaker in the house and you're like, I know you're home. I'm coming back in 5 minutes.
Oh,
no,
like
I know you can hear me. Yeah, like an intercom. Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. I reckon you could do that.
Yeah, you can do it with the cameras. So I can, like when the kids are leaving the house, I can press it there and go, I can see you. Yeah. But I just mean, oh, wow.
Now, she does sound stupid, but.
Correct.
But we've all had those moments of stupidity, haven't we? Maddie, when you said that we should get adult prams because you were tired of walking that day and I pointed out that that's a wheelchair.
Yes. Yeah.
Abby, when you pointed out to me that how they keep cows being milked and I was devastated.
He didn't know they took away their young and kept them milking and, yeah.
Or when I said to my wife when we were watching Game of Thrones that I wish I lived in the time when dragons existed.
Hey, you don't know that they're not, you know. True. I mean, they might have got mixed up in dinosaur bones.
Or when I was with Rory and we went back to the car park and I got in the wrong car.
Or the time that you said they never give anesthetic to babies because babies don't feel pain.
That's true.
Or just the other day when you asked me, was there 38 hours in a day?
That too. Or when I thought that the Brisbane River was 8 kilometres deep. This isn't about me, guys. This is about the listeners.
Did our producers have to tell you that this girl was silly? Were you like, oh my God, look at this great invention. We should do What's Your Invention?
Well, now we've got two ideas. So we get 13, 10, 60. No, what's your invention?
Don't do a Carrie and Tommy. It's too confusing.
Everyone's had them. Your duh moment. Your, oh, I can't believe I just said that moment. I can't get it back. Your blonde moment. Lexi in Jingboomba. What was yours?
Hi, guys. I hope you're doing well. Love
you
too. Your work.
Thank you.
Love you, Mike.
So I just want to say I'm 22 and I definitely had a home phone when I was younger, so I don't know what that girl is about, but she does not stand for all of us 20-year-olds.
Yeah, no, okay. I thought she's putting it on.
Thank
yeah.
you, Lexi.
Well done.
Yeah, don't worry, we won't judge you all the same.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. But when I was younger and I used to see like a speed bump sign, I always thought that that meant that there was like a hat shop around. I just thought it was like a top hat, you know? Like
a bowler top. Hat.
Because of the picture, it's just like, it looks like a hat.
Yeah, and it was always in car parks. I was like, oh, there's a hat shop. And then, like, I was too old to know that. Like I think I was, like, 15 or something. And I said to Mum, like, I just have never seen the hat shop. And then my mum's like, no, honey.
You hear that tone where she's disappointed in herself? She's like, oh, what have I done? How have I raised you? Oh, no.
Every time I see one of those signs now, Lexi, I'm going to think of you.
I'm going to need a hat shop.
Good on you, Lex. Thanks for calling.
Tamika and Warner, what's yours?
It wasn't me, but it was my younger sister. When she was in high school, she asked my mum, you know, the Compare the Market ads, the meerkat.
Yes, simple.
She asked my mum if they all had the same accent.
What did your mum reply?
My mum said if only meerkats could talk.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, cows have accents.
Do they?
Yeah.
They move differently in different countries?
They do. Mm-hmm. No. It's true. I swear to God. They also have best friends. Okay, but whatever.
They have best friends.
Yeah, and they get depressed if they leave them.
One's got to go to the slaughter.
Yeah. We'll
take them both. It's more humane.
They actually just follow each other.
Do they?
So they say they're really curious. That's why they've started to do a lot of the slaughterhouses where it's around the corner. Because they're like, I kid you not. This is really bad, but this is what I've learned about it. If he's done a fact, can I do a fact?
Seriously?
Yeah. So they were like, follow each other. And then they turn around the corner and bam. And they're saying that that makes their meat better because they haven't got all their
stress. They're not scared when they. Oh, so it's a surprise attack.
Surprise death.
Yeah. Well, I think attack sounds nicer, but right. You learn something new every day, don't you?
But I don't know about the best friends. That I can't confirm.
100%.
Hey, Coralie.
Hi.
Your blonde moment.
So it was probably about 6 years ago now. I'm almost 35, so quite recently. It's a bit embarrassing, but I found out that all chickens were girls and all cows were girls. I never registered that there weren't multi-sex.
You didn't realise a rooster was a bloke?
Yep, didn't realise. I mean, I knew a rooster was a bloke, but I didn't register that all chickens were females.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people do that with cows. You don't think about it. And what? Because the ratio of cow to bull
not
is
a lot of people.
But you'll see like a field of cows
yeah.
with one bull. You know, the ratio of bull to cow seems to be
I think I always know it because I haven't called any of my male friends a cow, but I do for my... Something's such a cow. You're a cow.
What you just described in a paddock, I think a lot of female feel in a nightclub, you know? There's this one bull.
But we were just here to dance anyway. We weren't here to pick up, so
and
it's fine.
Neither is he. That's he doesn't care, but he'll buy whatever you want. Just ask him.
The cows in the field are literally a sausage factory.
Yes, correct. Correct.
Hayley in Park Ridge, what was your dull moment?
Hey, about 10 years ago, I was sitting with my, I'd only just met my boyfriend there at the time then, and I was sitting with all his family, and I think we got chatting about how, sorry, my son just walked up, how babies, like, breathe in the womb and things like that. And she goes, oh, don't you know, babies have gills. And I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, like, they're born with gills, like, they're in the womb with gills so they can breathe in the water, and then when they give birth, they go away. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, the whole family knew that she was lying, and I just believed everything. Anyway, so now 10 years later, I'm married now with to the same guy. And every family gathering.
It comes up.
About it. Anyone that knew comes into the family. It's just a laughing joke.
Hales.
Yeah.
I, up until right now, I believed that as well.
Well, and I think even now it could possibly, it sounds gullible, but how could it could be true?
I've told that to people. Yeah, we all have gills in the womb. And I just Googled it because I was like, oh, how's I'm in the same boat as you.
You believe Rory had gills before she came out?
Well, how do they breathe in the embryonic fluid, Matthew?
How does anything happen? I don't know.
Well, see, I look into it a little bit further. You just go, I don't know how that works.
What do you think the umbilical cord is?
As it happens, early human embryos have slits in their neck that look like gills. This is almost certainly because humans and fishes and DNA.
But are they gills that disappear? You could find anything you want to confirm on the internet.
It's a fact. So you go back to your family and you tell them that you were right and they were wrong. No, no, no.
Yeah, maybe we're not gullible.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? Gullible's not in the dictionary. You should look that up.
Don't do that, Hayley.
Don't do that.
Oh, I won't. I don't need something else for them to go
with. Yeah, good.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Dr. Corporate.
Everyone needs a holiday every now and then to get away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life and work, mainly. You mainly take holidays to get away from work, right? Because other than that, you're at home on the weekends, your family and everything like that, but you go away to get away from the stresses of the office. So imagine this, because a woman has put on Reddit. She was going away with a group of friends to a remote cabin in the wilderness. My idea of a great time. To just to sink some beers and relax and unwind after a hard month or so at work. She's getting very excited about it, so she puts a group all out, just giving the time and dates and everything you need to bring. She accidentally included her boss on that email, and her boss, in a bizarre twist of events, went, that sounds like a great idea. And she couldn't think of a way to get out of it, so the boss came with them on their weekend away in a remote cabin.
Male or female boss?
Male boss.
With an all-girls trip?
No, there were some boys as well there.
I was going to say, if he did that, he was...
Yeah, he was like,
you know,
I'm in.
Yeah,
and he rocks up and he goes, bugger me, there's other people here.
Oh, we were meant to bring food.
And then he goes, that's okay, might be that sort of fun.
Might be that sort of party.
Yeah.
It's hard when you accidentally invite someone you can't.
But the other thing, because she put this on Reddit and everyone's going, why did he go? You know?
He was invited.
Well, that's true.
I always hate it when you got multiple, there's kids and they've all got the same name when you're giving out party invites. I had my son did come up to me and go, why is he here? And I was like, I don't know, he's invited. They're like, that's the wrong Ryan. And I was like, well, sorry, but you smile. And then Ryan's mom came up to me and said, he's never been to a party, he's never been invited before.
It's probably because the other Ryan's always going.
After 10 minutes, I knew
understood
why.
Understood why.
So she goes on to say, she's like, it wasn't too bad, but it was like I had to walk that line of I want to, you know, it's you're in a cabin in the middle of nowhere. I want to get trip advice, but I also can't because my boss is here, so I've got to walk that fine line of trying
to.
Can
you just go? Oh my god! I realized I invited you. That was so awkward. Sorry about that. I added you on.
I think you could before he accepts, but when he goes, yeah, I'd love to do that. You can't go. It was a mistake.
And
because
how good friends they are. Like they might be like semi friends. You know what I mean?
We all know what happened there. It's the same thing that always happens. He's accepted because he would have felt bad to say no. Now, he's walked around for the week leading up going, I have to go to this cabin with this chick from work and she's invited me. I feel bad. All the other people from work are going. He probably didn't want to be there just as much as she wanted him there.
There's probably another Reddit thread going. My employee invited me on holidays. I didn't think I couldn't say no.
What kind
so
of
here
an idiot
we are.
Does that? Yeah, was it a good trip?
A lot. Well,
did they hook up? Was there some sort of excitement?
No. They just said
they totally hooked up.
You reckon they hooked up? Mm. But everyone's saying
we'll
maybe
make this story a bit better.
It went
won't
a little
it?
Bit.
Hang on, wait. I'll scroll
a
down.
Bit.
Wait,
you know
wait,
what I mean?
Wait,
or a
wait,
bear?
Wait. I'll scroll down.
Cocaine
I'll scroll
bear?
Down.
Like something.
Yeah. I'll scroll down. Yeah. Oh, no. They hooked up.
Thank you.
They're married now.
Uh-huh.
They've got three kids.
Yeah.
And he's recovering because he lost his leg in a bear attack on the holiday.
There you go. That's
there
a model
you go.
Of it.
That's
invite
fun.
Your boss on
oh, and if I scroll down further, the bear was on cocaine. So,
there you go.
And even further, they're going to make a film out of it.
Perfect.
It's going to be called I invited my boss on holidays. But a lot of people are saying maybe he's lonely. Because why else would he? So you've done a good deed.
Mm.
Feel happy about
feel
it.
Feel happy.
He'll enjoy it. He'll go, this is an annual thing. See you next year.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Hey, Alpha Box, it's worth $10,000. Let's do it. Tomorrow, it'll be the 3rd of March. Here are some answers.
Lousy smarch weather. Your letter is a W, and some of your answers are whale, wagon, and wings.
Right up. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby, and Matt on B105.
Your day was made better by Stav, Abby, and Matt. Now search dog parks to find out how Brisbane City Council is making Brisbane better too.